Thanks for joining us for our podcast series, Help at Home's Meaningful Moments. I'm Barry Bernson. We've been catching up with Marianne Longo, Chief Clinical Officer of the company's Care Management Program. She is a passionate advocate for driving health equity forward, and she designs clinical strategies around empathetically addressing health disparities. Marianne, welcome back.
Thank you, Barry. It's always nice to spend time with you.
Well, last time we spoke, we learned about the recent publication of the U.S. Playbook to Address Social Determinants of Health, and you gave us some information about the biggest areas of focus from this publication. If you're joining us for the first time, be sure to go back and listen to Marianne's insights. And today, if you don't mind, we'd like to focus on the unique position that Help at Home is in. How is your company taking steps to address this health equity and social determinants of health?
Barry, we have a great foundation for identifying and addressing needs related to social determinants of health because our caregivers have longstanding relationships with our clients. On average, our caregivers spend 21 hours a week for 4 years with our clients. They understand their client's situation and they provide ongoing feedback that makes it easier for us to identify not only changes in condition, but also behavioral health and health-related social needs. So our position in the home provides unique insights that enables us to create equitable outcomes for our clients.
So the home environment is what we're talking about. These caregivers really become an extension of the client's family, right? And identify areas of need they can really dig in, make an impact on their health and quality of life, right?
Oh, absolutely. Our digital survey that is sent out to the caregivers feeds into a clinical platform that's monitored by nurses and responded to by both the nurses and community health workers. Our community health workers are hired from the communities that they serve. They have concordant cultural and linguistic backgrounds and very similar life experiences as our clients. So they're highly relatable. It's easy for them to build relationships with clients, and they have a strong understanding of community resources that they leverage to meet the social needs of our clients.
Tell me about the interaction between a community health worker and a client. What does that look like? How does it work specifically?
Typically, the interaction takes place face-to-face in the client's home. Our community health workers administer the CMS health-related social needs assessment, and based on the client's responses, identify their health-related social needs. Things like food insecurity, inadequate housing, transportation needs, and financial stress are most common. The community health worker also completes assessments that seek to identify symptoms of depression, safety concerns within the home, uncontrolled pain, and functional capacity, to name a few. And the client has the opportunity to share what they believe to be their most pressing need. And that influences what rises to the top of the list for the community health worker to address first to meet the client's needs.
So when a community health worker has administered this CMS health-related social needs tool, give me some examples of what happens next.
Well, our clinical teams work in pods. So the community health workers and nurses work together to solve the needs that arise. So if a client has clinical needs related to their chronic conditions, those will be referred to the nurse. Otherwise, the community health worker addresses what comes up during the initial visit. Commonly, those interventions would include assistance with applications for SNAP benefits for food or LIHEAP for utilities. They might arrange for assistance with home modifications to improve safety and independence in the home. And they also, another example, might include connecting the client to the community in order to drive socialization and reduce loneliness and depression. It really runs the gamut. But I have to say, I have a great appreciation for the knowledge and the resourcefulness and the creativity that's shown by our community health workers in solving for their health-related social needs.
All right, so addressing social determinants of health, improving health outcomes, this sounds like a truly impactful program that Help at Home has in this regard. Marianne, we thank you for explaining this process. And to our listeners, stay tuned for more on how Help at Home is improving health equity. That's in our next podcast. We'll dive more into results and impact. And for more on the program, you can visit www.helpathome.com/care-coordination. I'm Barry Bernson.